Welcome to this month's look at the nursing headlines from Johns Hopkins. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
Good morning, Elizabeth. I'm Patricia Davidson, the Dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. It's wonderful to talk with you this morning.
And wonderful to talk to you, too. I understand that this month we're going to talk about that summit you attended.
Just 2 weeks ago, Johns Hopkins co-chaired with Makerere University in Uganda the Consortium of Universities for Global Health meeting in Washington, D.C. This meeting brought together almost 2,000 people around the world who are interested in global health and in particular how universities can function to improve access to healthcare and the education of health professionals.
Tell me about the highlights.
There were many highlights of this conference, but one of the key issues that crystallized much of the focus of the meeting was the importance of collectively advocating for research funds, and in particular, research funds for global health. Part of being involved in global health is being able to appreciate the fact that we all live collectively on this planet, and individually, our lives are linked. Understanding that is really important because people often think of global as out there and not about me. But clearly, examples such as Ebola and Zika underscore the importance that we are all inextricably linked.
Indeed. Those are clearly examples of infectious disease. Are there other things that are important to consider with regard to global health?
There's some really critical issues. Food security, climate change, and even the impact of traffic accidents. The number of people that are killed in road traffic accidents around the world are phenomenal. The opening of our conference was on World Health Day, and as you're aware, the focus of this year's World Health Day was on depression. Across the world, suicides, particularly in young men, are among the highest causes of death. That is just such a devastating issue to individuals and families, but also the loss of productivity to society. Depression is a treatable condition, but I think our suicide rates have demonstrated that this can be just as horrendous as an outbreak of Ebola.
Well, we've certainly seen that there's what we could almost call an infectious kind of hypothesis with regard to people doing Me Too sorts of suicides.
That underscores the importance of the media in how we communicate these issues. It also compels us to look at how we engage young individuals in terms of care for depression, treatment of depression, also access to guns. Swallowing a handful of pills, there is some chance of detoxing and perhaps reversing the effects of what could be perceived as an impulsive act, but sadly, a fatal wound to the heart or the brain is terminal.
Tell me about the role of public and private dollars or philanthropy with regard to helping to overcome some of these issues.
This is a whole of society issue, so I really like the fact that you talk about public and private partnerships. Clearly, we need research dollars to help us understand better mechanisms for treatment of depression and not just pharmacotherapy. Private sector has an important role to play in how young people are exposed to different peer pressures and within the media, but also how we create cultures that are accommodating of frailties and differences. Also, I think we really need to discuss some of the issues related to employment. Employment is increasingly challenging for those without an education. So how do we meaningfully engage individuals to participate in society?
I guess I would ask you to also address, with regard to the suicide issue, the fact that suicidality among middle-aged men and older is increasing, and that's also increasing worldwide.
Again, this relates to how people are meaningfully engaged in society. And some of the challenges, particularly for middle-aged men, is if their whole identity is focused around work, their own perception of their masculinity around sexual activity. Perhaps as people age, they feel that their sexual potency is not as intense. The world around them is changing and people struggle to find their place. Each generation sees a transition in technology, but the changing pace in our society is very challenging for many people to keep up with. How do we achieve participation in society? Being a volunteer is good for your health. Many of these conversations should start very earlier in life about how our participation in society defines us as an individual. This is such an integral conversation to health and well-being. Psychological factors, depression, stress, and anxiety can be antecedent factors for many health conditions. We put a huge amount of effort into treating the distal effects once these adverse behaviors or adverse symptomatology is well entrenched. But how do we spend more money downstream to make sure many of these issues are addressed early in life, in schools? How do we prepare people?
Help me to understand how nursing is going to impact on this multitude of worldwide issues.
Nursing is well poised to address these issues. Nurses care for the whole person, their physical, social, cultural, psychological, and spiritual needs. So I think coming into that healthcare encounter with that as your framework is really important. Also, I think nurses have a huge role to play in health, not just in illness. And how do we invest as a society in health? So I see roles for nurses across the lifespan. If you want to think about opportunistic points for intervention, nurses and midwives play some critical roles. The birth of a baby is a critical time for families to appraise their life priorities and determine goals. So I have some people who are working in smoking cessation around pregnancy and birth. There's probably never a more opportunistic time to intervene where people are primed for behavior change with the birth of a new baby. So I think looking at those focal points for intervention are really important. And at the end of the lifespan, when someone is dying, then is a moment for nurses to intervene. We know that bereavement brings a whole cascade of adverse health conditions and is a process for adjustment and coping. So I think nurses across the lifespan have many focal points for intervention. The challenge that we face is how do we convince policymakers to recognize that investing in health and addressing social determinants of health is just as important as mapping the genome and identifying innovative targets for therapy.
Well, on that very powerful message, thank you very much. That's a look at this month's nursing headlines from Johns Hopkins. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.